And a very good morning to you. It is the 1st of December, the year 2021, Wednesday morning. It's the beginning of the Christmas season. Hallelujah. If we go to the Gospel of Luke, chapter 18, and I'm reading from verse 27. But he said, "The things which are impossible with man are possible with God." Do you believe that today? I do. And then we go to Luke chapter 1, and I'm reading from verse 34. Then Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I do not know a man?" And the angel answered and said to her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the highest will overshadow you. Therefore also, that Holy One who is to be born will be called the Son of God." And then verse 37, "For with God nothing will be impossible." I spoke to a young man just yesterday. He said, people are reverting to their own efforts, and they are trusting in their own abilities. It's time for us to get back to Jesus and to experience the miracles of God. I mean, let's be honest. How can beautiful young Jewish maiden conceive and bear a child without knowing a man? It's impossible. Isn't that right? But nothing is impossible with God, the angel Gabriel said in Luke chapter 1. And verse 37. So who are you and I trusting today at this Christmas season? We need to get back to the believing in the miracle working power of God. You know, I remember like yesterday, on the 22nd of April 2017, 1 million plus South Africans came together in Bloemfontein to pray for the nation. And countless miracles happened after that, because those people believed, we believe, that God is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. Hebrews chapter 13 and verse 8. Just one quick miracle, a massive miracle. They were taking the platform down on the Monday after that event, a huge three-story platform, and the one rigger started weeping, and his friend said, "What's wrong?" He said, "Come and look here." They'd put a massive beam by mistake on top of the optic fiber cable that took the power and the picture and the sound out for 2 kilometers, 17 stations. And that cable had been bent by mistake into the letter S. You can't bend that stuff. And yet the picture was perfect and the sound was perfect. A miracle. I really want to exhort you today to start to believe over this Christmas period of the miracle working power of a Lord who for nothing is impossible for him to complete. Have a blessed day as you get prepared for a miracle working God. God bless you and goodbye.